EcoBank Rasa. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress. Quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with EcoBank Rapid Transfer. EcoBank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Clergy challenges men over vasectomy motives. Tonse Pamozi Alliance confident of August victory despite not fielding candidates in some areas. And 5 patients recover from Ebola in DR Congo and leave hospital. Good afternoon. With the menus, I am Margaret Mwanza. Glorious Bible Church Overseer Bishop Benson Chisenga has cautioned men against considering vasectomy as a means of avoiding the responsibility of raising children and supporting their families. His remarks come in the wake of revelations by Chipata Level 1 Hospital in Lusaka that it has recorded 132 vasectomy procedures since the service was introduced last year. Speaking in an interview with RSV News, Bishop Chisenga said decisions regarding vasectomy should be made prayerfully, based on faith and through mutual agreement between spouses after receiving adequate information about the procedure. The clergyman cited biblical teachings, including Psalm 127 verse 3, which describes children as a blessing from God, and Genesis 1 verse 28, where God commands mankind to be fruitful and multiply. Bishop Chisenga noted that while the Bible does not directly address vasectomy, Christians should carefully examine the motives behind such decisions. He warned that choosing to permanently prevent childbearing solely out of fear, convenience, or the perception that children are a burden is contrary to God's intentions for families. The issue is not merely the medical procedure itself, but the motive behind it. If the intention is to reject God's blessing of children or to avoid family responsibilities, then believers must reflect carefully and seek God's guidance, said Bishop Chisenga. Bishop Chisenga emphasized that family planning decisions should not be driven by fear but should be made responsibly, taking into account a family's ability to care for the children God has entrusted to them. He maintained that responsible parenthood remains an important biblical principle and encouraged couples to approach the matter with wisdom, faith, and unity.
But there are a few things the Bible teaches. One, I remember, children are a blessing from God. Psalm 127 verse 3, okay? And then Genesis 1:28, be fruitful and multiply. So those who oppose this process often may differ, that intentionally making oneself incapable of fathering children may reject God's blessing, may be equated to rejecting God's blessing and also purpose for protection. And then we can also think of responsible stewardship needed. The Bible teaches wise stewardship of resources, health.
Police in Chipata District of Eastern Province have launched a manhunt for a 40-year-old man accused of having carnal knowledge of his 12-year-old stepdaughter. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident to Zanis. Mr. Mwemba says the incident was reported to Kapata Police Post on May 31, 2026 by the child's mother following an alleged incident that occurred in DK compound the previous night. He said the child was left at home while her mother visited a relative nearby. Mr. Mwemba explained that upon returning, the mother was informed of the alleged abuse and immediately alerted family members before reporting the matter to the police. The child was taken to hospital for medical attention and further assessment, said Mr. Mwemba. Mr. Mwemba stated that sadly the suspect fled the area after the incident and remains at large. He indicated that investigations have been instituted and officers are pursuing leads to bring the suspect to justice. The Tonse PF Pamozi Alliance has expressed confidence that it is on course to form government after the August general elections, despite not fielding parliamentary mayoral and ward candidates in some constituencies across country. Alliance Corps Secretary General Celestine Mukandila says the absence of candidates in certain constituencies will not diminish the growing support that the Alliance continues to enjoy among Zambians. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mukandila explained that the Alliance stayed away from some nomination process in some constituencies to alleged political violence. Mr. Mukandila said the Alliance remains confident that the candidates it has fielded are sufficient to secure victory in the August elections. The Alliance is confident that the candidates fielded will provide the necessary momentum to achieve victory in August, said Mr. Mukandila. Meanwhile, Mr. Mukandila has dismissed reports suggesting strained relations in the Alliance between presidential candidate Brian Munduwile, who leads the National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity Party, and running mate Makhebi Zulu, who leads the Resolute Party. He assured Zambians that the relationship between the two parties remains strong and that neither party has sought to sideline the other. Mr. Mukandila stated that the two leaders will continue working together to strengthen the alliance and ensure their candidates perform well in elections across the country.
I think it's a matter of nomenclature. Remember, we have two alliances that came together, the Tonse Alliance as well as the PF Pamozi Alliance. And the coming together of these alliances to make one formidable grand coalition or grand alliance where two leaders have agreed to work together, where one alliance called the Tonse Alliance is providing the president of the forthcoming general election, and the other alliance has provided the running mate of the forthcoming general elections. So in essence, we're looking at one grand alliance. So it's the Tonse Pamozi Alliance.
Government through the Southern African Development Community, SADC, has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening democratic governance and electoral integrity in the Southern African region through the hosting of a 5-day training program on information and communication technology, ICT, best methodologies for SADC electoral observation missions. SADC Permanent Secretary for International Relations and Cooperation, Etambuyu Gadensen, says the program reflects the collective commitment of Southern Africa Development Community, SADC member states, to promoting transparent, credible, inclusive and peaceful elections. The training, running from June 1st to 5th, has brought together electoral stakeholders from government institutions, civil society organizations, political parties, youth and women's groups, academia and electoral bodies. This initiative is important as it will increase the pool of trained Zambian observers available for deployment in future elections across the SADC region, said Ms. Gunderson. She said Zambia, which has a long-standing record of peaceful political transitions, recognizes the importance of credible elections in promoting national unity, public confidence in democratic institutions, sustainable development and regional stability. In African news, health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo are celebrating after 5 patients who had Ebola now recovered were allowed to leave hospital. The current outbreak is suspected to have killed almost 250 people, but those infected can get better, and officials stress that people should seek medical help if they believe they have contracted the virus. On Sunday, there was a ceremony for a group of 4 nurses who were discharged from a hospital in Bunia, the provincial capital of Ituri, the epicenter of the outbreak. Coming up shortly, Israel Prime Minister orders strikes on Beirut suburbs as Hezbollah conflict escalates. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more